With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It will be part of his legacy, and tomorrow President Trump travels to Texas to check it out. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports 452 miles of new border wall has been completed. 681,000 tons of steel, 971,000 tons of concrete used to help secure the southern border. And as Mr. Trump visits Texas, back in Washington, Democrats continue trying to force his removal from office, even though he'll be gone in a matter of days. The Dems now pressing Vice President Pence on the issue.
In a letter to House colleagues, Speaker Pelosi says if the vice president doesn't remove Donald Trump from office through the 25th Amendment, the House will proceed with impeachment. Pelosi calls the president a threat to democracy and the Constitution after the deadly assault on the Capitol.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, free speech advocates criticizing a decision by Amazon to kick Parler off its web hosting service. The BBC's Theo Leggett says it's not Big Tech's first move against the social networking site.
Google and Apple removed the Parler app from their stores last week, saying it had failed to comply with content moderation requirements. However, the site itself, hosted by Amazon's cloud computing service, was still accessible on the internet. Now, Amazon has also withdrawn support. The technology giant said there had been a significant increase in violent content on the site.
Veteran diplomat William Burns, chosen by President-elect Biden to serve as CIA director. 64-year-old Burns had a 33-year career at the State Department under both Republican and Democrat presidents. He played a role in the Obama administration's outreach to Iran back in 2013. Wall Street, Dow futures are down 212 points. NASDAQ futures off 72. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. No one was hurt in the fire, but it nearly incinerated a 100-year-old building. More than 100 firefighters worked for over an hour Saturday to put out the flames at the place on Main and Union in Jacksonville. He was shot in the chest, but authorities say he will eventually be okay. This was yesterday afternoon at a place on Old Kings Road in Jacksonville. At last word, police were still looking for the person who did it. A couple of coronavirus testing sites are becoming coronavirus vaccination locations. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says that beginning today, the Lane Wiley Senior Center and the Mandarin Senior Center will have shots for first responders, frontline medical workers, and those 65 and older. This past Thursday, thousands of people made appointments for COVID shots, but hundreds of thousands more were shut out. More than 70,000 COVID-19 cases have now been reported in Duval County. Across Florida, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases to date. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with that stop-and-go traffic on I-10 headed east, right between 295 and McDuff Avenue. It's from an earlier accident that still has those two left lanes blocked, so if you don't have about 45 minutes to spare, try taking Beaver Street. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy early, then partly cloudy this afternoon. The high 68. Overcast tonight with a low of 56. Right now it's 47 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Twitter, Facebook, and other social media outlets continue to lock out President Trump. With the dismal December jobs report, market analysts predict another round of new stimulus checks. And some online activists are promoting a million militia march to try to interrupt the inauguration of Joe Biden.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM,
WBOB.
Hey, good Monday morning. The three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio with an hour left all the way with you to 9 a.m. Don't forget following the podcast here with Ed Dean Roger Henderson. The podcast follows the morning show. Go to the website WBOB.com and click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. A lot of news to get to, and let's get to it right now. Even following the chaos that happened at Capitol Hill last Wednesday, more protests are being promoted by online activists, even in an Inauguration Day protest on the day Joe Biden will get sworn in. Fox News, Eric Shawn.
Well, online organizers are pushing for more protests before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. You know, they're calling for a, quote, armed march on Capitol Hill and all state capitals. Others are planning what's being called a million militia march for Inauguration Day itself.
And some people are talking about how bad the protests turned into the riots last week. But Molly Hemingway, senior editor for The Federalist, says it's been a double standard that even the media and the Democrats have played into and totally act like they just never existed.
The attacks of the Kavanaugh confirmation process, in which the media and Democrats actually encouraged the disruption of the proceedings there, the attack on the Supreme Court, not to mention this entire summer of rage that we saw, the media not just coddling but enabling and supporting, and other people such as Democrats, you know, working to bail out rioters who took over cities. Dozens of people were killed. There was billions of dollars in damage. There were attacks on federal courthouses, federal buildings, state and local buildings, churches, businesses. These are things that the media generally encouraged. It took months to get anybody on the left to condemn them. And the media kept saying that, you know, you have to listen to what these people have to say, basically saying if you want to be heard, you have violence is an appropriate way to go about doing that.
And when it comes to the issue, ready for this? Free speech, social media has banned President Trump temporarily right now on Facebook and permanently on Twitter. Host of Media Buzz, Howard Kurtz.
After the riot at the Capitol, Mark Zuckerberg shut down President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts at least until January 20th. Jack Dorsey's Twitter dropped a bombshell, permanently banning Trump's account, saying he's breaking its rules about glorifying violence. Much of the media are celebrating Twitter's move.
And when it comes to the issue of the reason why, host of the Klayman Report on the Fox Business Network, Liz Klayman, says social media is probably doing this just to get along with the upcoming new administration.
Make no mistake, whether it's Jack Dorsey of Twitter or Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, they are reading the tea leaves. For 4 years, they gave President the run of the place. He basically never really had his voice squelched. Now you got a different administration in, and you could argue that it's their right to figure out, you know what, I need to actually interpret what will work with the new administration, and this is going to be it.
Considering that the federal communications out there, some think it's going to threaten talk radio, Florida Federal Elections Communications also points out that while those out there, mostly on conservative radio, were big fans of President Trump, the social media giants like Facebook, Twitter, and Google gave thousands to the Biden campaign. Fox News' Mike Emanuel.
Executives at Facebook and Twitter donated tens of thousands of dollars to the Biden campaign. Several gave the legal maximum of $2,800. That's according to Federal Election Commission records. The social media platforms took tremendous heat for blocking circulation of stories about Hunter Biden's business dealings in the lead up to Election Day.
Following the election win of November the 3rd by that of Joe Biden, many people were not happy with Facebook. They said they weren't happy with Twitter of certain posts being deleted, and they went to one social media group called Parler. Now, Parler has been banned by Google, Apple, and Amazon from all of their app stores.
Yet another devastating blow to free speech. Just 24 hours after Twitter permanently suspended President Donald Trump, Google, Apple, and Amazon have now all banned Parler from their app stores, which experts say could destroy the company financially. Before its removal, Parler surged to number one in Apple's app store with 1.5 million downloads on Saturday alone.
When it comes up to this year, beginning in March, as you know, we cover a lot of state news. One of the big topics is going to be talked about has to deal with COVID out there. Governor Ron DeSantis says that one of the reasons why that there has been a backlog of getting the vaccine out is because he's telling individuals he wants to get those 65 and older out in front. That way they can get the vaccine first. WTVT out of Tampa, Craig Patrick.
There have been long waits in Florida for vaccines. That's true. There have been phone lines that have been overwhelmed and people frustrated and complaining. We're hearing a lot of that. But one of the biggest reasons for that is that the governor has placed a priority on moving all senior citizens 65 and over to the front of the line. There are 4.3 million seniors in the state of Florida. A byproduct of doing that will, in fact, be long waits at the beginning stages of distributing vaccines.
But one of the big measures also being supported this year dealing with COVID is about fast-tracking a frivolous COVID-19 lawsuit protection designed to protect businesses from opportunistic and frivolous lawsuits. Dominic Calabro, who is the CEO and president of Florida Tax Watch, is here on our Newsmaker line. Is this anything to do with tort reform, or is this a one-size-fits-all to protect businesses in case somebody comes down with COVID and dies?
Good morning, my friend, Ed. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Well, we had a really, really exciting week in the annals of American history. This republic will survive all that and then some. However, Florida Tax Watch is releasing a report today, actually two reports. One is on the how COVID has affected each of the major segments of Florida's economy, bringing the Sunshine State back. So we look at the impact of COVID across the Florida economy and options for recovery. One thing we discovered, Bill, Ed, is that the once state economy, a three-legged stool of agriculture, tourism, and real estate / construction, is a heck of a lot more diverse. And agriculture is increasingly, because of developments, a smaller and smaller part. However, we still nonetheless think it's very, very important that there's a limited liability shield that will protect good actors and penalize bad actors. You know, Tax Watch was very involved in 2006 helping to secure for ordinary citizens and small businesses joint and several liability reform. It was our economic and fiscal research and testimony that got the day done, finally got it passed out of the Senate. Likewise, we're going to be releasing today with the CFO and in support of the sponsors of the bill an analysis of what happens if we don't enact a liability shield, a limited liability that only protects those that follow the CDC guidelines, that follows all the correct guidelines to protect themselves. We don't want this recovery to be interrupted. We are seeing that there will be hundreds of thousands of jobs that we will not either secure or retain. There will be personal income losses of tens of billions of dollars, gross state product of nearly $30 billion on an annual basis. These are big, big numbers. And all it says is just do the right thing, pass this law, and it'll give everybody, businesses, and particularly the customers and employees, a sense that now the employer has the big responsibility, Ed, of being responsible, because there's a double whammy if they're not. Not only will they not get customers, but they could be sued if they're not following those guidelines. But if they are, they'll have a little added protection and a higher standard that others would have to come to overcome and hurt their business.
The Florida Trial Association, the trial lobby, of course, you know, is going to fight this. They so they've already come out and say this is bad. They say that if there's going to be a total blanket for businesses out there, what's the point of them even trying to protect the public then?
Well, you know, that's a really it's an interesting point, but that's not what this does. First, it doesn't provide blanket coverage. That would be foolish. That'd be dumb. You don't want to encourage someone to be encourage gross negligence, willful disregard. Heck no. No one. We don't want that from anybody. We should never tolerate that as a Democratic Republic. Never, ever. We're talking about small businesses that are trying to get back on their feet. They're hanging on by their fingernails in some cases, particularly the tourism and hospitality sector. All the sectors of Florida, retail, everywhere, they're looking to recover. What this does, it takes the focus off of really legal reform, and it really puts it into economic recovery, because we want the state to recover uniformly and as quickly and as fully as possible. We had a gross state product of a little over $1 trillion by February of 2020, just before the pandemic took its effect. We want to bring that back and have it grow on a sustained basis. This will be important to have it. This will protect good actors, and it will penalize bad actors. But we've got the economic and financial fact behind it to show that this is the benefit of doing it and the cost of not doing it.
All right. So for further information, go to later today, go to floridataxwatch.org. Dominic Calabro, of course, is the president and CEO. Good to have you on this morning.
Always, my friend. Thank you, Ed.
All right. This is going to be the big thing. We're going to be covering this a lot. This is going to be the biggest thing to hit, one of the biggest topics to hit the state legislature in a matter of years. And this is going to be a big battle between the trial lobby and business groups out there of who can it affect. And again, if you want further information, we'll be covering it later today at floridadaily.com. Again, big liability protection bills looking to be passed by Republicans in the Florida state legislature. As committee meetings happen now, state assembly, of course, will not assemble together until the beginning of March. Coming up on 8:15, this is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on 95 headed north, right between Bay Meadows Road and just past JTB. Add an extra 5 or 6 minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-SAFE.
Cloudy early, then partly cloudy this afternoon. The high 68. Overcast tonight with a low of 56. Right now it's 47 degrees.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us in 2021 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year, masks and all. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. Here on the First Coast, there are a lot of folks trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we're different because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods, their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thank you again for coming into our stores, and we wish each of you a happy new year.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Controversial Lot J deal is apparently a done deal. During a marathon city council meeting today, there was a 15-4 vote
saying okay to the plan. It will cost the city of Jacksonville more than $230 million.
For months, the city has been debating the issue with concerns over interest-free loans and about the Jaguars leaving town and leaving the city with the bill.
As for the Jaguars and the developer, the Cordish companies, they did make some concessions. For example, if the team leaves town and the project is sold, the city will get 50% of the profits. At a minimum, that would be $50 million. But Shad Khan is still going to get that $65 million interest-free loan.
$65 million interest-free loan. 20 minutes after 8 a.m., 831-0600. Today, or is it tonight? I guess it's today. They will have the final vote, but they say pretty much it's done. Four council members voted 15-4. Four of them voted against the in favor of Lot J. Matt Carlucci, Al Ferrara, Danny Becton, and President Tommy Hazzuri. Hazzuri says this pretty much had no transparency and looked a lot like the JEA debacle.
I'm not unhappy. I'm happy that we're moving forward. My big concern, transparency has been, I don't care what anyone says, it follows the trail of the JEA debacle.
If it follows the, see, does it, I mean, even I will admit it's been a little bit confusing. Have they pushed this through? No one's, how long have we known about this? We've known about Lot J developments for how many months and how many years? I will admit we've known about that, but as they say, the internals of all this, have we all known about it? Have we not? I know we've reported on some of it, only but what's been reported to us.
I'm wondering whether or not the lack of transparency is a factor of people probably not caring as much as they did about JEA.
That's going to be a great point.
I mean, the JEA, they were talking about our bills going up or down. You know, everybody was looking at that. Not everybody's really watching the Lot J thing as intently.
Yeah. So the bottom line is $445 million for an entertainment complex. In the city's investment, how you like that word? The city's going to put out 233 of the $445 million. Some of the opponents say that the city is now becoming a construction lender. They're becoming the Bank of America. Some of the emails I'm getting in, the proposal is a 65.5 million, no interest loan, bread box loan, interest free, all of the other stuff out there as well. They say that it's been no transparency. We don't know of any of the backup out there. So this is I find this is a fascinating issue. Again, if the city, because real quick before I go to the calls, the Downtown Investment Authority, which I'm not a big fan of, the county auditor and the mayor's office are way off on what is the return of investments. If you sat back and go, okay, for every dollar we're spending, we're getting 40 cents back. Well, I'm 60 cents still in the negative. I'm not saying that that we should be in the business of being lenders out there. I think if you're going to do it, there should not be direct taxpayer dollars. You give them maybe tax abatements, tax incentives, let growth pay for itself if you're going down that road. That would be, excuse me, a little bit more plausible. But the question is, if you sat back and go, for every dollar we're getting a dollar plus in return, or let's say we're getting 40 cents on top of the dollar we get, then you had a worthwhile argument. But I don't see too many of that out there.
There were three different assessments. Didn't one of them say we'd end up getting...
Well, the mayor's office. But they say that the mayor's office hasn't been all that transparent. That's what we're being told. All
transparent
right.
Or dishonest?
Transparent. Lack of transparency.
Okay.
So, which, who knows, you know, could include in some dishonesty. I don't know. So, let's go to Brian. What's going on this morning?
Hey, you know how many incentives were put into the St. John's Town Center?
Tell me.
Zero. When you got a real demand, a market demand, it doesn't need that junk. So market incentives normally are put for things that bring real jobs, good paying jobs, bringing companies to town, not real estate development. That's just trying to hold on to the Jags because the Jag fans can't spend the money to keep them here.
You know, sooner or later, people got it. You would think whether, you know, the poll numbers we talked about, and I think UNF does a pretty good job in their numbers. The majority don't support revitalizing TIAA or even building a brand new stadium. Everybody's always against it, but it seems that your council members or do you think if this was up for a vote or approval, do you think something like that would pass?
No, that's why it's being done the way it is. But at least when you put money into a stadium, I mean, that's understandable. The NFL really does have a standard. That's why the Oakland lost the Raiders. That stadium wasn't up to snuff. Las Vegas said they would subsidize this big Taj Mahal, and they moved. But this is different. This is a retail development or whatever the heck it is, some kind of commercial development, if we don't have a team, is going to be shantytown. So it's just going to be the biggest bust. If you thought the landing looked bad after a while, wait to see what this looks like if we lose the Jags.
All right, man.
All right. Well, I don't know if I got to my topic or I'll catch you tomorrow with it.
Yeah, catch me tomorrow, man. Catch me tomorrow on some of the issues out there. You could take out Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. You could take out Jacksonville and insert any other city name out there. And the question is, and the reason this is always a hot issue during state legislature, because the question is, excuse me, I'm about over my bronchitis. The question is, does the state need to be in the business of delving out money? For example, should the taxpayers in Pensacola pay for Sun Life Stadium in Miami? Should Miami taxpayers be paying for Jacksonville Stadium? I'm just using a term, TIAA. Okay. I don't say no. Roger likes the idea. I don't like the idea. No, if you're going to do it, you leave it to the local taxpayers to donate it. The question is, from what we've seen and what's been promised, do you think they would support it again? All right. 831-0600, 25 minutes after 8 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 95, headed south, right at Atlantic Boulevard, we have a lawnmower blocking the left lane. If you are looking for a new profession, then there's your sign. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy skies today. We'll see a high of 68. Tonight will be overcast with an overnight low of 56. And currently, it is 47 degrees.
Don't gamble with your painting needs. Ace Painting Contractors has a proven history of over 20 years as a leading painting company in Jacksonville. From residential homes to multi-million dollar commercial projects, no job is too large. Ace Painting gives you an upfront rock-solid estimate. Ace Painting puts trusted experts in your home with the right paint and tools. Management can be reached anytime for questions or concerns. See completed projects at acepaint.us or call 714-3717, 714-3717.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous walrus, the bulbous walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's gonna manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, LighthouseRetirement.com.
Coming up next, with the bad unemployment numbers that came out in December after several months of growth, They say, well, there's some good news involved. The good news is more government stimulus checks. Is that good or is that bad? We'll talk about that coming up next. Also, with the vaccines being rolled out, the hotel industry says here in the state of Florida, things may be on the horizon. In other words, looking up. We'll have all of this news coming up next right here. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Tomorrow, President Trump will visit Texas to check out what will be part of his legacy. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports 452 miles of new border wall has now been completed. And as Mr. Trump visits Texas back in Washington, Democrats continue trying to force his removal from office, even though he'll be gone soon enough. The Dems pressing Vice President Pence on the issue of the 25th Amendment. Veteran diplomat William Burns, chosen by President-elect Biden to serve as CIA director. The 64-year-old Burns had a 33-year career at the State Department under both Republican and Democratic presidents. Stock futures pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 225 points. NASDAQ futures 96 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A couple of coronavirus testing sites are becoming coronavirus vaccination sites. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says that beginning today, the Lane Wiley Senior Center and the Mandarin Senior Center will have shots for first responders, frontline medical workers, and those 65 and older. This past Thursday, thousands of people made appointments for COVID shots, but hundreds of thousands more were shut out. More than 70,000 COVID-19 cases have been reported in Duval County, including 775 deaths. Throughout Florida, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases. Police believe that at least three people were involved in a fatal shooting. It happened last night on Barnhill Drive in Jacksonville. The man passed away at the hospital. No one was hurt in the fire, but it nearly incinerated a 100-year-old building. More than 100 firefighters worked for more than an hour Saturday to put out the flames at the place on Main and Union in Jacksonville. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
As a recruiter for the NRA, I am encouraged by the increasing number of women who are taking steps to be in a position to defend themselves by obtaining their concealed weapon permit. Now carry that gun of your choice confidently in a handsome, high-fashion concealed weapon bag from Annabelle's of Orange Park. Color, style, great price point. These handsome leather bags also sport steel-reinforced straps that cannot be slashed. Whether you prefer crossbody, shoulder carry, or fanny pack, Annabelle's has the perfect concealed weapon bag or briefcase for you.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 95, headed south, right at Atlantic Boulevard, we have a lawnmower blocking the left lane. If you are looking for a new profession, then there's your sign. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy skies today. We'll see a high of 68. Tonight will be overcast with an overnight low of 56. And currently, it is 47 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With the dismal December jobs report, market analysts predict another round of new stimulus checks. Some online activists are promoting a million militia march to try to interrupt the inauguration of Joe Biden. And Twitter, Facebook, and other social media outlets continue to lock out the president.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good to have everybody this morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here on Talk Radio, WBOB. After months of job increases, the economy saw a dip. Projected it was supposed to be anywhere, some say economists, 50 to 70,000 new job gains. That's not a lot considering the month of December, a lot of hiring part-time for the Christmas holidays. Even though the unemployment rate held steady at 6.7%, they didn't get the job gains, Raj. They lost 140,000 jobs in the month of December, hospitality, of course, with all the unfortunate lockdowns and shutdowns in some of the states, accounted for most of the job losses as bars and restaurants also took a big hit with some of the hotels. Job gains came in professional and businesses service and some of those in the retail market. Host of Mad Money on CNBC's Jim Cramer says, guess what? The unemployment numbers are bad, but the good side of it is stimulus checks are more likely to come out after Biden gets sworn in.
Really ugly employment report. This brings number non-farm payrolls down 140,000 in December. Most economists were expecting an increase. Every disappointing jobs number like this one makes it more likely we'll get another round of government stimulus checks to help cushion the blow.
And most likely that will happen after Biden gets sworn in. New poll numbers out there by the Hill Harris X poll on thehill.com. 75% say that the deficit, they're somewhat or they are very worried about. To me, I'm not worried about that. It's the 25% that show no concern on it at all.
It's just money.
Yeah. The deficit reached a record $3.1 trillion of 2020, according to the Treasury Department.
Nobody in Washington cares about debt. It seems like everybody is just like, well, you know what? We can print our way out of this, and we can just leverage the future, and it's not a big deal. When does it become a big deal? I mean, what is that tipping point?
That's host of, that was Melissa Francis with the Fox Business Network. Pollster Kristen Anderson says, when you talk about it, even over the poll numbers over the election, when you look at spending and debt, both sides of the parties just do not see it as a top issue right now.
So debt is one of those issues people tend to think about differently depending on which party is in power. So when Republicans are in control, Republicans don't tend to talk as much about the debt. They don't worry about it as much. But when Democrats are in control, Republicans talk a lot about being worried about how much we're spending. Meanwhile, the shoe is on the other foot. You have Democrats talk a lot more about the need to raise taxes on the wealthy, things like that, ways they believe will raise more revenue during these moments. So the debt is something that everyone should be concerned about. But unfortunately, because it feels like something with consequences so far in the future, people, I think, understandably focus on things that they feel are affecting them right now, healthcare crises, crime, safety, etc. And so the debt can sometimes get lost in that conversation.
On the issue of the vaccines out there, some people are criticizing Governor Ron DeSantis that he's not moving quick enough. Some are criticizing the Trump administration for not rolling out the vaccines quick enough as well. But Craig Patrick from Fox affiliate WTVT down in Tampa says one of the reasons why you got over 4 million seniors, Governor Ron DeSantis has says those 65 and older will be put at the front of the line. And what that does, he says, is expected to create a backlog.
There have been long waits in Florida for vaccines. That's true. There have been phone lines that have been overwhelmed and people frustrated and complaining. We're hearing a lot of that. But one of the biggest reasons for that is that the governor has placed a priority on moving all senior citizens 65 and over to the front of the line. There are 4.3 million seniors in the state of Florida. A byproduct of doing that will, in fact, be long waits at the beginning stages of distributing vaccines.
But now, the hotels in Florida say that with the vaccine coming out, they see a little light at the end of the tunnel this year. The American Hotel and Lodging Association reports that hotels in Florida, where a good 60 to 70% have hired less than their typical pre-COVID staff, back at a full-time area, some of the country's largest hotel chains say that they're seeing signs of a comeback due in part because of the mitigation of the spread of the virus, but also an increase in future bookings. Best Western noted that it's already seeing companies seeing an increase in their bookings for future months, and the average daily rate is also increasing. The CEO of Fact Brands Chair Ed Renzi out of Florida here says that because the vaccine and coming out over the next couple of months here, hopefully in the state of Florida, business are becoming more optimistic.
As chaotic as Washington, D.C. may be, and as chaotic as our federal government may be, there's a lot of optimism on the street. People have reset their businesses. It's been amazing to me to listen to them talk about how they've become more efficient, how they've worked harder to make sure their employees are getting what they need. They're working hard to make sure the customers are getting good value. They're kind of optimistic in a very negative way. environment, and they're looking forward to the vaccine, and they think they're going to come out of this much, much stronger than when they went into it.
Joe Biden gets sworn in on January the 20th after we saw what happened after last Wednesday's chaos. Now more online activity is now being observed by law enforcement. Online activists are talking about more protests, even in D.C. on January the 20th, the day President-elect Joe Biden gets sworn in. Fox News' Eric Shawn.
Well, online organizers are pushing for more protests before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. You know, they're calling for a, quote, armed march on Capitol Hill and all state capitals. Others are planning what's being called a million militia march for Inauguration Day itself.
Now, the question is, Roger, I assume these are going to take place. Right. I would assume there's going to happen more at state capitals instead of happening at the D.C. Capitol. Who knows?
Who knows what they're planning? And, you know, it's really quite concerning considering the, you know, the problems that took place last Wednesday in Washington, D.C. But they say they do have a plan and they'll be, you know, blocking the roads and people who are not invited there will not be allowed within a certain perimeter.
Howard Kurtz from Media Buzz. The social media companies of Twitter and Facebook are banning President Trump right now. Twitter says it's done. He will no longer be backed around. Facebook says they're only going to ban him for about the next week and a half.
After the riot at the Capitol, Mark Zuckerberg shut down President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts at least until January 20th. Jack Dorsey's Twitter dropped a bombshell, permanently banning Trump's account, saying he's breaking its rules about glorifying violence. Much of the media are celebrating Twitter's move.
You know, this just proves the point. You don't have to like anything the president says, but let's be honest, the majority of 90% of all the news stories that have come out have been somewhat what the president's tweeted about. It shows a laziness in journalism out there. You take a tweet, an unnamed source, and they go, oh my word, this must be the right news to go along with. The bottom line is, you don't have to like President Trump's tweet. I don't listen. There's a lot of tweets I don't like by the left. I'm not telling them to ban them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is a private company. So, you know, you're talking basically over their microphone. They have a right to say, you know, you can't use our mic to do that. He can still send out his emails if he has a big enough email address.
Liz Klayman from the Fox Business Network says many of these social medias are probably doing this so they can look good with the upcoming administration.
Make no mistake, whether it's Jack Dorsey of Twitter or Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, they are reading the tea leaves. For 4 years, they gave President the run of the place. He basically never really had his voice squelched. Now you got a different administration in, and you could argue that it's their right to figure out, you know what, I need to actually interpret what will work with the new administration. And this is going to be it.
And as Roger just pointed out, these companies can do whatever they want. They are a private company. Former Bush press secretary and speechwriter Ari Fleischer.
The private sector can be as unfair and biased as it pleases to be. Facebook and Twitter are privately owned corporations. They can be biased if they want to. It's their business model if they choose to pursue it. And I don't think anybody in government is smart enough to know how to regulate them in a way that doesn't just stomp on speech. So I have low faith the government can get this right.
And I'll tell you right now, I have low faith considering that the majority of these companies gave a boatload of money, the majority of their money, campaign-wise, to Biden over Trump. Any type of regulation, whether you buy in that you think it needs to be regulated or not, I think is pretty much going to be considered low priority among the Biden administration.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to campaign donations, it seems like the major players give to everybody. You know, Donald Trump was famous for helping to financially support the Hillary Clinton senatorial campaign, and many of them give to both campaigns even though they're running against each other because they want to have a friend.
All right,
whoever's elected.
I'm lost.
Just because someone made a donation to someone's political campaign, I don't believe that necessarily means anything.
Top executives at Facebook and Twitter donated tens of thousands of dollars to the Biden campaign. Several gave the legal maximum of $2,800. That's according to Federal Election Commission records, the social media platform.
So you don't think that has a play into the Biden campaign?
It does have a play, but I think they probably will give to a lot of different campaigns. It's not unusual for people with deep pockets to give to everybody. That way, whoever's elected, they've got a friend.
So compare how much money they gave to Trump versus Biden. What would you say then?
Probably not as much, but it's not unusual to give to every campaign out there. Doesn't mean you're ideologically or in line with them per se. all the time. It just means that you want to have a friend whoever's elected.
Really? So you think if the gun manufacturers gave more money to Trump, you still think they're going to give a few to Democrats, which I assume they would, so that makes them pretty much bipartisan?
Probably the gun lobby, probably not. But you never know. And, you know, you have to look it up. You know, donations are public record. You probably find some.
I've never left Facebook, nor will I leave Facebook. A lot of emails coming in this morning at WBOB.com, which we'll get to some here, said, Ed, I'm not leaving Facebook. I'm not leaving Twitter. They can take down whoever they want. I am not leaving it, so I can still get my points across. We were told that many people, I'm not happy with Fox News, so I'm leaving to go to Newsmax. Well, evidently, that didn't hurt Fox News. Their ratings are still at an all-time high. And yet, we were told by people they didn't like Facebook and some of the posts out there being deleted and being taken down or even questioned. So they left and went to a group called Parler. I don't do Parler. But now Parler has been pretty much coerced to be shut down and banned by Google, Apple, and Amazon from their app stores. Fox Business Network, Maria Bartiromo.
Yet another devastating blow to free speech. Just 24 hours after Twitter permanently suspended President Donald Trump, Google, Apple, and Amazon have now all banned Parler from their app stores, which experts say could destroy the company financially. Before its removal, Parler surged to number one in Apple's App Store with 1.5 million downloads on Saturday alone.
The CEO of Parler, John Matzis, says it's pretty much it's all of the big techs companies against his, and who knows, it may just put him out of business.
An assault on everybody. I mean, they all worked together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off tonight, off the internet. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company. And it's not just these three companies. Every vendor from text message services to email providers to our lawyers all ditched us too.
There you go. So they've been pretty much shut down on that case. Here was the we were taking quite a few observations this morning from listeners calling in. And I was asking the question, okay, so who do you go to if you're not happy with Facebook? And by the way, I don't see Facebook. A lot of people think, well, this is the beginning of the end. What, just because they got rid of the president? Well, Ed, who could they do next? I get that. But not everybody else is being kicked. I know some are with some crazy conspiracies. That's their right to do that. But the question that I ask is Facebook still deleting everything? I don't see that. Maybe some of you need to relook at how you post certain things. That way they get approved. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what's next? I don't think this is the end of the conservative movement. This is the flavor of the month. Every time a new administration comes in, every other group out there, for the most part, wants to buddy up with them or not buddy up with them. But I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens for the next few months. But then again, let's see what happens to the stocks of Facebook, Twitter, everything else. I don't know if Parler will make it. I don't know if Gab or MeWe. I don't follow these other groups out there. But the question is, what do you think? How do you think conservatives won before Facebook?
Right.
They won with talk radio. Talk radio is not going to be regulated. They won because you got the word out there through grassroots.
And one of the biggest misconceptions people have out there is they think they can get on a soapbox, go ahead and say whatever they want to say, and they're reaching people in order to get people to change their minds. The algorithms that these social media platforms use automatically direct your posts to people who agree with you already, not those who you can win over. It's people who already share your ideas and positions, so you're not really winning anybody over anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see where a lot of this goes. Yeah. So, all right. 904-831-0600, email address, ed@wbob.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Things are starting to clear up a bit, but we do still have some slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett Avenue and 95. It's from an earlier accident, and you'll add about 5 extra minutes, but to try and avoid it, take Beaver Street. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy early, peaks of sunshine expected later. The high today, 68. This evening, cloudy with a low of 56, and right now it's 48 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Thank you,
Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Hey, Steve. What's going on, Tanner? It's just another wonderful day at the New Balance store. Working with clientele who have specific footwear needs is really rewarding to me. With all the styles, sizes, and widths we carry, plus our computerized state-of-the-art 3D foot scanner can help you find your perfect fit in footwear and custom art supports. Everyone leaves with a smile on their face. I didn't even mention the one-on-one customer service that we offer.
I know. That's why I'm a repeat customer at the New Balance store.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store, where their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E. With a huge selection of styles and colors recommended by healthcare professionals, the New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store, Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall.
Hey, this is Roger. And I just want to take a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center office building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95. And we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. Just call Angie, our leasing manager, at 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. 904-861-0440.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With the rollout of the COVID vaccine, the hotel industry says they are seeing positive signs of future reservation bookings for this year. A new poll finds 75% of voters say they are very or somewhat worried about the national deficit. And with Lot J being approved by the Jacksonville City Council, one councilman says it lacks transparency, like the JEA debacle.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
All right, let's get we'll get to some calls in a moment. Let's get some interesting, some good emails here. Here's one from Ed. Hey, Ed, another Ed. He says, I've been thinking that the Dems are trying to get Trump out now. If Pence could talk Trump into resigning, Pence would become president for a few days and
number 47.
And pardon him. Because you know the Dems are going to keep going after Trump after he's out. Yeah, that's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens.
Actually, I had theorized that Trump will probably, I could be wrong, voluntarily resign because there has been questions whether or not he could pardon himself. But if Pence gave him a pardon, just like Gerald Ford did with Nixon, that's a rock-solid pardon, yeah. At least to the federal level.
Yeah, here's one from, let me see. Here's one from Richard. While Ed, I'm intrigued by the apparent conspiracy from Big Tech against Parler. I'm not leaving Twitter or Facebook in a protest. I'm not a big fan of Twitter. I'm not a big fan of Parler. It's not really exciting out there. So I agree with you that I don't want to stick with Facebook. That's what I'm saying out there. So interesting. Here's another one. Hey, Charles, Ed, I heard your conspiracy this morning with some of those, not your conspiracy, but with some of conspiring as the reason why Nancy Pelosi is trying to pass the 25th Amendment because her laptop was stolen last week and President Trump's got all the goods on her and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't buy into that. So
So anyway,
I hope it has some type of tracking information on it where they can find out where it is.
I don't know.
Anybody can get that for computers.
Let's go to, I know you can do it with cell phones, I thought, with a little ding, but let's go to Mike. Hey, man, what's going on this morning?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good.
Listen, just a couple things, and actually a couple questions. First off, do you know approximately how many people were at the protest itself Wednesday?
Man, I hear 200,000. I don't know. I have no clue.
Okay, second thing is, of 200,000, let's say there's 200,000, I mean, there couldn't have been more than, what, 200-300 that actually stormed. That would be 1 out of 1,000, okay, who actually stormed the Capitol. The next issue is, I heard something on the radio, television this morning, and now they're talking about going after the people that actually organized the protest, which was a very peace. I mean, it was organized as a peaceful protest.
Yeah, they'll probably try to sue them.
Well, you mean if you have a peaceful protest and you get the permits and everything else you're supposed to have, and some of those people in the protest actually break the law, you as an organizer of the protest can be sued?
Yeah, Mike, what it is, and it's a great question you bring up, or a great point. I think they tell you to buy insurance. If there were other groups that were involved that are taking credit for organizing the protest that weren't technically or legally part of that, they could be sued because they're trying to take credit for it. And maybe you did not tell the Capitol Police, maybe you did not tell the Capitol Park Service whatsoever. You get what I'm saying?
They knew they were coming, though. I mean, this thing was majorly organized.
But if you have one group, but if you have other groups that are trying, like the Proud Boys are trying to take credit for it,
but
the Proud Boys weren't part of it, they didn't buy insurance, some of these things have to be insured.
I see.
Then there could be lawsuits.
Okay.
That's a
criminal
good question.
Prosecution, or do you know?
I don't know. I don't know, but who knows? Let's see where that goes. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Things are starting to clear up a bit, but we do still have some slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett Avenue and 95. It's from an earlier accident, and you'll add about 5 extra minutes, but to try and avoid it, take Beaver Street. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy early, peaks of sunshine expected later. The high today, 68. This evening, cloudy with a low of 56. And right now, it's 48 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now, here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Whenever I see conflict, whether it's between political parties or the horrific images coming out of the Capitol in Washington last week, it reminds me that Satan is in temporary control of this world. It also causes me to remember the words of Jesus to Pilate as the Roman governor asked him if he was a king. Jesus replied that he is a king, but that his kingdom is not of this world. Paul says in Romans 8 that God has built futility into the world in hope that the world will turn to him. The psalmist writes that God sits in the heavens and laughs, the Lord shall have them in derision. Don't believe all the talk you hear about healing and reconciliation. That doesn't sell in the media or in fundraising. Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, will continue at each other's throats, sadly, because they won't turn to the only one who can truly heal the cause of the conflict. That cause is sin, and the healer is Jesus of Nazareth. Point fingers and blame others, if you like, but they're not the real cause of our separation from God and each other. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
All right, another good show. It's going to be interesting to see what happens this week. See if some of these Republicans cave by trying to put in the 25th Amendment or impeach Trump. Hey, he's gone next Thursday. Just let him serve out his term. I wasn't calling for Obama to get down. They serve a term. Let them serve their term.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. All right. We'll see what happens later this week. All right. Thankful to God every day for the show. A lot of great calls. Always enjoy hearing from you. You can always email me throughout the day, ed@wbob.com. Roger, you and myself, good Lord willing, will be back tomorrow morning beginning at 6 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.